2 miles. Far below, the 117-member firing crew of the 2nd Battery of the 485th Artillery Battalion, under the command of SS Gruppenführer Hans Kammler, suddenly heard a sound like the cracking of a giant whip. They knew, without looking up, that their rocket had just broken the sound barrier, and it was still accelerating, outrunning its own blast wave. 25 seconds had elapsed since liftoff. During that period, the rocket had shed 6,000 pounds. The temperature of the sheet metal covering parts of its outer skin had spiked from 297 degrees below zero Fahrenheit at the time of fueling to over 300 degrees. The stress on its steel rib cage and interior framing had increased to nearly 4 times the force of gravity. But most important, its 2 delicate fuel bladders had drained by more than a third, allowing it to safely begin maneuvering. At last, the rocket was truly free. As if emboldened by its liberation from a strictly upward trajectory, it gained even more speed and altitude as it rolled gracefully on its axis, veered west, and bowed its long, tapered body in a 45-degree inclination. 10 miles below, the Dutch coastline retreated from view, giving way to the inky blackness of the North Sea.